So, because people still call BS on, like, this identity stuff. Like, it's mumbo-jumbo, like, you know, like, I don't know, it's... People, like, won't actively take this class, or a class that's on diversity, or, like, says that we're going to be dialoguing all semester, right? Well, I get it, because I used to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I used to think that, like, there was, that's a waste of time. Like, wow, you're getting 3 credits worth of, like, Cornell academic, like, approval for this, right? And then you just have to experience, like, one, like, formative moment that comes out of it, or one, like, really big change, or even small change that just, like, alters the way you see the world and the way that you connect with people who are different from you. Actually, yeah, so I had a white friend who was, like, for me, like, oddly preoccupied with race.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she would go to, like, Black Lives Matter stuff. She had a lot of friends in the black community. She knew, like, she was, like, particularly interested in, like, the African diaspora in the mm-hmm. United States. Like, she had all these interests in the black experience, and she was really knowledgeable about it. And she would always say to me, like, Hadar, you can do this because you're white.
Right.
You, like, we can go here because we're white.
Right.
Right? Like, my black friend said blank. Like, she would share these, like, experiences that she had where she was, like, exposed to difference.
Right.
Whereas, like, I never thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I never thought about my whiteness.